This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To your list of demographic cohorts, which already includes the baby boomers and Generation X and Gen Y, also known as the millennials, it is perhaps time to add Generation Z, kids born in about the mid-1990s and on, kids who are just now starting to hit college campuses. They've never really known a world without Google or without smartphones. They came of age in the Great Recession. They are entrepreneurial, socially conscious, and more than a little bit concerned about college. We've teamed up with Northeastern University to do a survey, more than 1,000 16- to 19-year-olds, on everything from their worldviews to how they expect to pay for school. And then we sent Marketplace's Amy Scott to a high school outside Washington, D.C. to meet Generation Z. Here you go.
College application season is in full swing at Bethesda Chevy Chase High School. Students pour into the office of College Tracks. It's a program that helps low and moderate income students navigate the process.
So this is just a little bit of background information about what we do, colleges that students have gone to, and you can show that to them just as a reminder.
The office is packed because this generation of high school students has heard over and over again from their parents, their teachers, their president, that college is a must.
Because nowadays you need a degree to get a good job.
It's kind of something that everyone does now.
That's the extra step we need to fulfilling what we want to be when we're older.
That's Daniel Roa, Alexandra Holler, and Adam Mangani, all seniors at Bethesda Chevy Chase. They're part of the first wave of Generation Z. If you haven't even heard of Gen Z, don't worry. Neither had they.
No, well, I have no idea what that means.
Explain.
Please.
Gen Z, or the I generation, as some have called it, refers to people born roughly since the mid-90s. Our survey looked at 16 to 19-year-olds. About two-thirds of them plan to attend at least some college right out of high school. And two-thirds said they were concerned about being able to pay for it. When I bring up loans, the students I'm talking to recoil.
I don't want any loans.
Last resort. It's not worth it.
It's no wonder they're down on debt. The first wave of Gen Z watched their parents struggle through the recession. They saw older brothers and sisters graduate and not be able to get jobs. Tamara King, 17, with long hair and braces, says the warnings are everywhere.
Didn't the president just finish, like, paying off his debt, like, a year ago?
Actually, it was, like, 10 years ago, but still.
I mean, it paid off. I mean, he's the president. It paid off, so in the end, it was a good result. But I wouldn't want that.
So where will the money come from? Almost a quarter of the students we surveyed said mainly from their parents. More than a third expect grants and academic scholarships to foot most of the bill. Heather O'Leary studies Gen Z as an analyst with the higher ed research firm Edge Ventures. She says that may be wishful thinking.
Our research also has shown that students are expecting an inordinate amount of merit-based and need-based scholarships, even students whose families are coming from very high income levels.
O'Leary says colleges are partly to blame for the false expectations because they set high tuition prices, then compete for students by offering them discounts in the form of financial aid.
And it also, you know, falls to parents who have been telling them, you know, from a very early age, they're all very special snowflakes and they should be recognized for that individuality.
The individuals I talk to don't expect college to come easy. They plan to work or save money by starting at community college. What they do expect, just like most of the kids who took the survey, is for college to prepare them for careers by offering courses in entrepreneurship and building in practical experience through things like internships. Tiffany King, Tamara's twin sister, plans to do as many internships as possible.
Even if you graduate and you wave around, hey, I got my college degree, where's your experience in that field? Do you have a reference, anything?
Despite their worries, this is an optimistic bunch. Almost two-thirds expect to be better off financially than their parents. Adam Mangani, the son of Somali immigrants who didn't go to college, says his generation has time.
Our economy will change after we graduate college, so just keep, like, your head high and your hopes up that you can get a job.
Not that these kids have the luxury of worrying much about life after college. With application deadlines looming in the next few months, right now they're just anxious about getting in. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.